Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading will be taken from the prophet Jeremiah chapter 20, verses 7 to 9. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 63. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel chapter 16, verses 21 to 27. The theme of our reflection is called to serve and bear the cross. Like prophet Jeremiah in today's first reading, we were enticed and called by the Lord, and we followed him believing that with the Lord on our side, our task was going to be easy. We believed and thought our vocation to the priesthood, to the marriage life, would be easy. But the reverse is the case, because our faith has been threatened and our battles against worldly attractions have revealed our immaturity in faith and subtle preference for worldly mentality. In other words, we believed that we had sacrificed everything to be with the Lord. But we are faced today with worldly temptations which make us envious of the successes and riches of the faithless minds. And so, my brother, my sister, like prophet Jeremiah, we have been tested, and our faith has been shaken. In fact, some of us have lost, and some are gradually losing their faith and passion for true and sincere service as fathers, mothers, pastors, leaders, and volunteers of God's word into this world. Thus, it seems we are losing confidence in the Lord, because our faith in Christ Jesus, our push for austere life and self-sacrifices for the common good, and our actions against injustice and corruption are met with hoots of derision and laughter. And so the question is, where do we go from here as children of God, servants of the Lord? How do we avoid the slippery slope of depression? My brother, my sister, at this point, if we fail to seek the Lord, if we fail to call on his name, to long for him, thirst for him, and ask for his strength and glory, we might lose our tastes as the salt of the earth, and we could also lose the charge of newness which comes only from the Lord and his Spirit. Thus, in the words of the psalmist of today, the love of God is better than life itself. In other words, as St. Paul notes in today's second reading, even if the children of this world are successful and living large, we cannot conform ourselves to their behaviors and philosophy of life. Put positively, our reliance on the Lord must be constant. We cannot give up our reliance on the Lord, for he alone offers the power, love, and spiritual gifts for recreation of mind and heart, which make our life bearable and meaningful. Therefore, my brother, my sister, let us cling to the Lord and ask for enlightenment in our moments of distress. Let us worship Him, be open to His promptings, and be willing to rediscover how to bear our crosses and derive meaning from our endurance. In other words, we must be prepared to lose ourselves and rediscover our purpose in life for the sake of Christ and for the common good. John's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 24 following says, "Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." And so, my brother, my sister, let us strive to die to self, to those worldly, mental, and physical distractions, and begin to trust the Lord and to follow Him in serving others. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen.